And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 24th of May, 2013. 1626, on this day, Peter Minuit bought the island of Manhattan from the Lenape Indians. He did not give them trinkets and beads, as the legend goes. He paid them in useful things, cloth, kettles, axe heads, drilling, awls, worth about 60 silver Dutch guilders, which school children have been taught was worth about $24, but actually worked out to around $72, or the equivalent of about $1,000 today. Given the price of New York real estate nowadays, that represents about a 17% increase in value. In his History of New York City, George Lankovich maintains that Peter Minuit bought the island from the Canarsie Indians first, but they didn't live in Manhattan. They lived out on Long Island, and so he had to buy it over again from the Lenape. Today is the birthday of Bob Dylan, born Robert Zimmerman in Duluth, Minnesota, 1941, grew up in Hibbing nearby, just off Highway 61. Moved to Minneapolis, studied art at the University of Minnesota. He'd started out up in Hibbing with a rock and roll band, but he converted over to folk music and started playing gigs at a coffee house called the 10 O'Clock Scholar in Dinkytown near the university. He left Dinkytown for New York City, for Greenwich Village. By the mid-1960s, he'd gone back to rock and roll. Today, his lyrics, studied in many college poetry classes. Kevin Barents at Boston University has his students read Dylan's album John Wesley Harding. Christopher Ricks at Oxford puts Bob Dylan on a par with Milton, John Keats, and Alfred Lord Tennyson. Dylan wrote a volume of poetry and prose called Tarantula. It was published in 1971. And it's the birthday of Michael Chabon, born Washington, D.C. in 1963, grew up in the suburbs in Columbia, Maryland. And then after his parents divorced, lived with his dad in Pittsburgh, the setting of his first novel, The Mysteries of Pittsburgh. Came out in 1988. It was his master's thesis for the creative writing program at the University of California, Irvine. His second novel was supposed to be Fountain City. He worked on it for 5 years, couldn't finish it, went on to write The Wonder Boys, 1995, and then The Amazing Adventures of Cavalier and Clay, a big bestseller, made his reputation in 2000. Michael Chabon, a defender of genre fiction against the snobbery of the literary establishment, he said it's true that the vast preponderance of art created for a mass audience is crap, but the vast preponderance of work written as literary art is high-toned crap. Here's a poem for today by Linda Pashton, To a Daughter Leaving Home. When I taught you at 8 to ride a bicycle, loping along beside you as you wobbled away on 2 round wheels, my own mouth rounding in surprise when you pulled ahead down the curved path of the park, I kept waiting for the thud of your crash as I sprinted to catch up, while you grew smaller, more breakable with distance, pumping for your life, screaming with laughter, the hair flapping behind you like a handkerchief, waving goodbye. A poem by Linda Pashton, To a Daughter Leaving Home, from her collection Carnival Evening, published by W.W. Norton, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.